Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's No Filter Friday. We'll go open lines. We want to hear from you as to what may be bugging you. I'll tell you what bugged me several weeks ago is when the Louisiana Bond Commission acted as though they were a flock of pigeons just flying over everything and doing what pigeons do best. Well, they reconnected the other day and took up consideration of what they delayed for the purposes of their own political ideology, and went ahead and passed all of these projects that they delayed before, trying to say that the delaying of the funding of improvements to the dome was actually something there to punish the Saints. The Saints are a tenant. You own the building. So you punished yourself. So you did what a pigeon does best right on your own face. I hope you enjoyed it. Because you look like a complete idiot now, weeks later, coming back and approving it anyway. Keep playing the games. This is really going to put Louisiana in a positive light as it relates to credible leadership in this state. I'm not sure I understand why we want to play these childish games with one another. We can agree to disagree. We recognize and realize we may come from different ideological camps. But the structure of government, whether it be local, state, or federal, has provisions that relate to governance. And if you don't like that one elected official or another is exercising their authority, that's an issue. But the actual exercising of it is another. And the reality is we don't punish folks for doing it, especially when it's not even connected to the activity, so that you can signal some message to the public and get the prize for being a soundbite politician pigeon. Let's hear from you. Let's go to Edward on line two. Edward, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir,
I was wondering, we had all kinds of help during the August 2016 flood. I mean, I called my parish government and everything, and ain't nobody can give me an answer why, nobody's helping anybody, because, like I said, my home, I got half power to my house, and it's, energy come out here, and they've done a good job, but it's like my main breaker and all that out in there, and like I said, I ain't got the money to, replace all of that, and there's some energy's like, well, there's nothing they can do, and, we have no organizations helping anybody over here, and like I said, change the whole parish, our parish president ain't doing nothing, and then I heard where, the governor is going to Washington, kind of a month late, I don't understand it.
Well, I don't know that it's a month late. You pick, the time where it's going to be the most meaningful once you've got all the requests that you want to make identified. You're not going to have and you're not going to be entertained that many times up there. So there is value in waiting a period of time to see exactly how these things play themselves out as it relates to need. I'm surprised to hear you say that there's nothing that you're getting in Tangipahoa, because I've heard from others that are pleased with some of the aid that they're receiving. They're not pleased with the delay, and I know they're not pleased with cable service and internet provider service and other things. And I know Robbie Miller has been on this show and on everybody else's show on WWL Radio, you know, talking about the trials and tribulations of dealing with folks and things that he doesn't have under his control. He can push, but it doesn't mean they're going to do it. And yeah, that's one of the dangerous things, or frustrating things, I should say, about the recovery. If you don't control it, you can assume it ain't going to happen on your timeline. It'll happen on someone else's timeline. And their timeline and your timeline, in my experience, rarely align. And I know it's frustrating, but you just got to keep pushing the edges of the envelope. Best of luck to you, Edward. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Bonnie. Bonnie, you're up. Welcome to the show. What say you?
Thank you, Sheriff Norman. I was just calling to find out if you know if LaToya Cantrell's trash and garbage has been picked up in a timely manner.
Have no idea.
Okay. I was just wondering, and everybody else is complaining about the stink and the sight of it. I was just wondering if hers was had been picked up. Thank you. Bye.
I'm sure somebody's going to call in and tell us one way or the other. I think it would be very foolish on any elected leader's part to have a conversation, put in an email, send a text looking for preferential treatment, you know, one way or the other on any of these issues. I can tell you, I don't do it just sitting here in this chair. I don't want a reaction simply because they're looking to placate me. That's not the goal. I speak out on these issues to the benefit of the masses that are out there that are down and out, far greater than I've ever been. And I understand, you know, the plight of folks. I would hope that we do not have elected officials that are actually engaged in that kind of activity. But I will make this prediction. I'm sure that we will find out that someone did. I'm pretty dang sure about that for sure. Let's go to Jocelyn. Jocelyn, you're up. What say you?
Good afternoon. I just wanted to give some good news to some people. If you applied for DSNAP, like I did on Monday, and I had a call Tuesday, back to back, didn't realize, so I saw a post on Facebook saying if you had pandemic EBT, it was already loaded. So you get your qualifications loaded on the card, plus that one, I guess the 1 month of whatever child was, you know, virtually or any of that during school. So it was actually an extra bonus. So any of the lower parishes that are still waiting, check your EBT from pandemic. It's on there. So that was good news.
Yeah, that is good news. Anytime they can electronically transfer that to you, it's a lot easier than sitting around waiting for a check, right?
For sure. And like no one really knows that, because I don't have regular EBT. I had the pandemic one, which helped with a lot of restrictions on income. So right, a lot of people did get that during the summer. And it also saves time on, you know, the other parishes that are like really hurt. Because I'm in Slido. I did get 2 feet of water in my home, but I didn't lose an entire house like down south, you know, in the river parishes. Right. So, and they're still waiting. So they need to check if they had that pandemic EBT, if you had children in school last year and they were either virtually schooled or had hybrid learning, you know, they distribute funds like that during the summer. So check that. I just wanted to make
Jocelyn,
everyone aware of that.
With 2 feet of water in your house, you had to pull sheetrock and stuff out. How's that gone?
It's, you know what, I was prepared for it mentally, because I bought in a house very cheap in a subdivision that I knew was going to flood, but I'm waiting for FEMA to raise my house. It was an investment opportunity. So I had all my T's crossed, all my I's dotted, with all my insurance, and I'm disappointed, because I've actually never had to go through anything like this before, and all the red tape and just sitting here going, I have asthma. My child has asthma. And we're still sitting in a house with mold and debris. And it's just, it's sad for homeowners. We really get kind of left behind. And, oh, another fun fact, if anyone is still fighting with their homeowners, AOLE, fight, because I had to, the insurance commissioner, who I was actually quite mad at until he actually said something, we are all approved from the 29th to the 7th. So fight your homeowners. They will say you do not qualify for loss of use if you have flood water. There, that is an umbrella term, y'all. Loss of use is categorized underneath with ALE. So pull your declarations page. It is right there. You can even pull out the booklet that it came with, which I did. And I went through from data, black and white, and I explained it to them. And, of course, they called back saying, oh, yes, you are approved. Well, yeah.
There you go. So persistence.
Yeah, so just let everyone aware. I just wanted to try and ease some people's mind. But, you know, I think the government was very slow in the response. I think Katrina was better. I think the small communities, church leaders, volunteers have shown who the true Americans are throughout this whole process, and I'm forever thankful for to them. Also, a little bird on my shoulder, FEMA trailers are coming, and big, beautiful mobile homes are coming to any of my Grand Isle lower parishes. They will be a lot better than the trailers from 2016. Just giving you a little
That'll be nice. Hint. Jocelyn, thanks for the heads up. Good luck with all of the issues that you're having to deal with. We appreciate the call. We got to get to a break. 504-260-1870. No Filter Friday. We want to hear from you. We will be right back. Give us a call. You've heard me talk about the best and the worst thing about this country is a two-party system. CNN conducted an investigation here, and this reveals itself yet again. And this is not to pick on the Democrats, but whenever there's somebody in power, whether it be Democrat or Republican, the games are being played. So according to publicly available documents that CNN reviewed in their investigative report, Democrats in Congress in March began slipping language into House rules that essentially block Republicans from using the resolution of inquiry. That tool allows a lawmaker to formally request information from the executive branch. So we have now Congress protecting the executive branch. And once the inquiry is introduced, the relevant committee is required to act within 14 days or else it can bring up as a privileged resolution on the House floor. The resolution of inquiry has less teeth than a subpoena, and the party in power would have the numbers to prevent it from advancing, but it is one of the few investigative tools that the minority party has at its disposal. And at the very least, it would enable the minority party to force members of the majority party to take a public stance and vote on certain issues in committee, like whether or not they want to stand in the way of this request for inquiry. It was utilized by the Democrats extensively against Donald Trump. Well, I guess they figured out how successful that was for them, that they didn't want it to happen to them. So they eliminated the practice. And guess whose interests are not being served? You got it. Yours. Let's go back to the talk lines. Patrick, you're up. What say you?
Hey, Newell. Hey, for 10 years, we paid, or over 10 years, we paid a Katrina surcharge for energy. Mm-hmm. At the time, that was supposed to go to infrastructure, to improve their infrastructure. The towers that fell weren't even painted. And so I just heard a news report saying that they're going to do it to us again for Ida. So why isn't anyone talking about this?
Well, I think a lot of people are talking about it. The fact of the matter, though, is that, and what I have said is, you need to go about this in a very strategic way if you want to reach some outcomes that are going to be credible. And what I mean by this is that it is going to require forensic investigatory strategies to determine whether or not a lot of this infrastructure failed as a result of them not doing the proper PM, sir, preventive maintenance, or otherwise.
Yes, yeah, sir. And, sir, we saw a picture of a tower on the ground that wasn't even painted.
Yeah, but what does that mean? What does that mean, Patrick? I mean, you can cross almost every overpass in the city of New Orleans. They're not painted. They're rusted. Should we be driving over them? I don't know. You know, they got light poles and signal poles that are rusted. Does that mean that they are impaired? I'm not sure. The simple presentation of rust is not necessarily synonymous with impairment. So, I mean, and that's the point that I'm trying to make. We can talk about these things, you know, in this fashion, but we don't really know whether or not, you know, that is anything of meaning. Now, there is maintenance that need to be done on towers. I know I maintain towers that the sheriff's office owned for our radio communication system. Every year before a storm, we had a tower inspection done to see whether or not the bolts that were holding the pieces of the tower together were stretched, elongated, and you have to rack down the bolts to a certain, and I forgot the terminology, to a certain amount of pressure on there to prevent the towers from going into oscillation. Once a tower goes into oscillation, it's almost guaranteed to come down. They have a whole bunch of those. The question really is that they're going to be provided a guaranteed return on equity as a regulated monopoly. And that's how the process works. The question is whether or not the regulators, who in this case are politicians, have a desire to really have that charge to the ratepayers or not. And that's how this thing ultimately works. It's a check and a balance on both parties. But the thing is that if you fail as a regulator, as it relates to this preventive maintenance objective matrix that should be done, and that's what I keep waiting to hear and see, where is the data, where's the requirement, did they do it? And the word I'm looking for, I knew somebody was going to tell me, is torque on that bolt. Where is all of that? We could talk about all of these things in sound bites, rust being one, but I don't know that that is synonymous to the tower failing and why the tower failed. And that's why I said yesterday or the day before the meeting was premature. They don't have that information. This was all about signaling, political signaling. And as Clancy Dubo said, and I think he's 100% right, the beneficiary of all of this rhetoric is the mayor. It deflects off of the garbage issue, the other issue. We talked about all of the streetlights that are out. The public works director said, it was caused by the wind. Does that sound familiar? Well, where's the investigation on that? They're not going to have that remediated until the end of November. Creating a life safety hazard at all of the intersections where these lights are down. Was there any preventive maintenance conducted by the city in this regard? Did they not anticipate the wind load? What is the wind load that they're designed to carry? If they decide to carry a 90-mile-an-hour wind load, why would we even put it up? We have thunderstorms that present 60-mile-an-hour winds with 70- and 80-mile-an-hour gusts. You can't talk the talk without walking the walk. You have to look internally as to the way that you're addressing some of these same issues. And these are all legitimate issues. But I don't know that rust is going to be the deciding ingredient factor or otherwise to determine whether or not someone failed in maintaining their facilities. Who's up next, Sean? Let's go to Bob on line five. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel, how you doing?
Good, and you?
I have a little problem compared to everybody else, but I just think it's something that people need to know. I have internet and cable from another supplier besides Cox, let's put it that way. And they're telling me in the middle of Metairie, in an area that was not that badly hit, but was hit bad, that I won't get internet and cable back until December the 1st.
Wow.
Now, I run a little business out of my house, and I'm out of business. So are they going to compensate me for loss of business? No.
No.
But that's unbelievable to think that they've got the electricity back up, got it going, got Cox back going, but they don't have their competitor back going. And I've been telling them for a month that the big line that's on the electric pole across the street was down, and they needed to address that before they even attempted to come out and reconnect my house. Well, they come out this morning, finally, and they said, oh, we can't do anything until we put the line back up on the pole, and that'll be December 1st. I'm like, hey, guys, I've been telling you for a month that that line was down. You know?
And that's the line that goes from the pole to your house.
No, the line that is on the pole, the big line that you have that's the lowest line on the electric pole that the drops come off of to go in the house. That line is down. And
well, you must be with AT&T then, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, they're the only two that have the right-of-ways out there. Everybody else is leasing it from them. So if they say they're looking to repair it, it has to be AT&T if it's not Cox. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a joke. I mean, you know, we've had that same, you know, issue that we talked about. We got on Cox early on, said about appearing at the meetings and the press conferences with the parish presidents and letting people know where we are. I think that the requirements in these franchise agreements are going to change significantly as a result of this. They really did themselves a disservice. Because now they've set themselves up for huge amounts of criticism by not keeping the public informed. And I promise you, in the next series of negotiations with all of these players, there's going to be multiple pages of requirements that they're going to have to meet in the aftermath of a storm. And that's going to be a good thing. And there will probably be punitive measures for them not doing it. It's such low-hanging fruit to participate with your public officials in trying to keep the public informed. Information is power. You're trying to get your business back. You know, had you known that maybe 3 weeks ago, or early onset, you would have said, maybe I need to go to an alternative service because I need to work. I need to support myself.
The other thing that I wanted to mention, and this came up while I was listening, the lady that talked about loss of use, State Farm is refusing to play loss of use.
Yeah.
And
I think they're taking the
any evacuation money.
Yeah, I think they're taking the insurance commissioner to court. Is the last that I heard.
Because he's told them to pay it, and they're not paying. Now, my adjuster was at my house yesterday, and I can tell you that as soon as this is over, I'm going to find another insurance company. You know, they are not been very forthcoming in anything. And
I've heard that same complaint from a lot of people. And, you know, they're one of the larger insurance and companies here that participate in Louisiana. And they have a lot of exposure, for sure. Well, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Bob out in Washington Parish. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newt, how you doing?
Good, and you, man?
I'm all right. What I wanted to talk about was our cell service. This is an ongoing thing where I'm at. And I'm sure there's other areas of Louisiana, especially in the rural areas. And it's been exacerbated by Ida, of course. But their cell service in these rural areas have been, for a long time, very poor. Right now, I'm in my car parked next side the cow pasture across from my house. I cannot receive phone calls while I'm in the comfort of my house or outside. I've called AT&T when the house had a hard line. They were not connected. And it's like all the cell services out here are bad. I mean, you either walk down the road or drive in your car. And this is something that needs to be addressed all the way around. I've even called and contacted my local representative and got a politician's answer that, we're working on it because it's part of the infrastructure. I have a catastrophic disease, and I have to constantly be in contact with my physicians. I can't receive calls. So for me to call, I have to drag myself out, drive my car across the street to the cow pasture, and make a phone call. And this is something that needs to be addressed, period, across the board, especially now that they're going to start rebuilding in these harder-hit parishes. I'm sure they had poor cell service.
It's one of the positive provisions or ingredients of the infrastructure bill is to actually build out the 5G cell infrastructure across the country in the rural areas in order to, more so relative to internet connections and so forth, for that very reason, that we find ourselves as a country in the rural areas being completely and totally disconnected in many respects. And it's something that needs to be addressed from an infrastructure standpoint, because it lends itself in a direct way to the increase of productivity of us as citizens and in the economy. And there's a big, huge upside to doing this. And it helps with where people will reside and otherwise that are underutilized right now because they are so disconnected. And it's tough, as you said. I remember visiting many places as an avid hunter where you'd have to ride 3 miles down the road to a top of a hill to call home to say, I'm okay.
Well, my issue is this isn't something that's new.
No.
And
no.
It's something that should have been addressed. I mean, even when I was going with the cell phone service, you're in the extended service. Well, why don't y'all come out here? And they don't. And I can't figure out why they're not. I mean, in the community I'm in, there's at least 200, 250 families that could, help out with, need this kind of cell service.
Yeah, it's a question of economics for sure, that there's not enough consumers in the area to justify the cost of a cell site, because it may not be just one. It may be that they have to put up three or four in order to get to your area, because the line of sight on cell site stuff doesn't carry that far. And in fact, in the new 5G environment, it's even worse. The area that it covers is even smaller than 3G technology, so it becomes even the density of towers and the necessity for same increases with the newer technologies. So you're actually going backwards right now.
this is something that's new. Everybody was heading towards the cell phones. I mean, prudent to go ahead and try to cover these areas?
And like I said, if we could vote up or down on issues, wouldn't that be a great, on a singular issue bill in Congress, wouldn't it be great if we could just vote on that and get that done and not use that as leverage against all of this other bull you-know-what that's out there? Because meanwhile, people are suffering. They can't, as we become more and more remote, our kids having to go to school remotely because of other challenges, none of which we can accommodate, because we got to leverage everything that we do, everything that we need against everything else.
Yeah.
Unless you're coming across the southern border. Things happen a little quicker there. I'm looking for the preference. I'm looking for the preference that we get as being a citizen, like a blue tarp. I've said that before. That'd be a nice preference, and maybe cell phone technology in remote areas, in rural areas, would be another one. Just a thought. Got to get to a break. Thank you so much, Bob. Best of luck to you. We will be right back. We're back on No Filter Friday. Let's go back to the talk lines. Anthony, you're up. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dino?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. My question is, do you think all of us just have to, we done got to a stage with, whether it be the insurance commissioner, the mayor, it doesn't make a difference. No one seems like they're doing their job. Do you think that we all just have to get attorneys to sue for our money? Because I'm asking, right, my inspection date with FEMA was in by the night, right? And everybody mm-hmm. I'm hearing haven't got paid yet a dime from FEMA, but yet they hurry up and got that $500 to $1,000 out, but they haven't paid anyone for their damage. I haven't heard anyone yet that have gotten paid. And every time I hear someone, if they got denied, they got denied. You know, why are these systems being so complicated, right, for the people to get paid for their suffering? And to me, I think it just got down to now everyone just need attorneys.
You know, you hate to go that route because it's going to cost you nothing but money. And I agree that obviously the frustration is real. The delays are real. They are undermanned. And it's why, you know, we had a mantra in the sheriff's office that in the first 7 to 10 days in the aftermath of an incident, if you don't control it, it ain't going to happen. Because the moment that you got to rely on others to do it, you're down and out. You're at a disadvantage. And that's, I wouldn't say our elected leaders are doing nothing. I think they're doing a lot, but they don't control it. They don't have control. I mean, and in a lot of cases, they're pushing, they're tugging, they're pulling, and they're begging. And it's not getting anywhere. The real issue as it relates to FEMA needs to be resolved right there in Congress. The members of Congress, the members of the House, the members of the Senate, we go through this, and Anthony, I'm sure you've been through it before. It's the same game every time. I mean, it's like, when do we develop a different game plan for these challenges? It's not like we don't know what the outcome's going to be when a Category 4 storm comes through here. You know, why is it such rocket science to have a 24-hour-a-day call center set up by FEMA? Why wouldn't that be standard operating procedure so that you can spread out your activity in the calls that you're taking to try and get people to a live person to talk and try and resolve the issues, gather the information, or whatever, especially knowing that cable's out, this is out, that's out. Now, Anthony, I'm with you. Unfortunately, by the time you get into the courts and you work through this process, you will be facing a whole host of other challenges. We need to get better at what we do, plain and simple, better. These are no surprises. Right? Is anyone surprised? But I mean, I've been living here my entire life, going all the way back to, I remember Betsy vividly in the damage that was done. Camille, the list goes on and on. I mean, what? Anybody surprised? I'm not. We'll be right back. Free for All Friday's coming your way with Scoot. What do we have coming up?
Well, Phil Collins did the first show of their farewell tour for Genesis sitting in a chair on stage. Is there a point when rockers should just not tour anymore? But we'll talk about that. Or do you just applaud the fact that, you know what, the guy can still sing. He can't play drums, but he's there, he's singing. So is there a time when rockers should just hang it up? We'll talk about that, among a few other things.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great lineup. I know you love Phil Collins as much as I do.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I'll listen to him in any way, shape, or form. Scoot's up next. Stay tuned. Have a great weekend.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.